Is this like a rocket with people in it, or like a just like a?
It's like a firework rocket.
Oh, got you. Yeah, I was imagining like NASA,
like NASA's going. Yeah,
it's the fucking challenge. No,
it's the fucking challenge.
Cut that.
The Challenger was a part of a random destination
cut
movie.
Cut that.
That's either gonna be the cold open, or I'm gonna cut it out of the episode.
Hello, everybody! Welcome back to another episode of Screenplay, the improvised movie. We are your hosts. I am Jake the Snake Rubin.
I am Alec Combs.
And I'm
Jesse Sarah. Yeah, it should always be last.
We haven't done this in
a while. Yeah.
All right. And, okay. So we know who we are, but what are we? We're the world's first and only podcast that will improvise a movie from beginning to end with all the stage directions, the characters, the even the lighting, you know, if there's any fun cameos. Who knows? Whoa. Who knows?
All elements of a movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But if only we knew whose week it is.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Oh. I think it's a Jake week.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It is a Jake week. So every week, because we record this every week.
Of course.
We, every week it's somebody's turn to talk about what movie or TV show they watched, and then we're going to improvise a movie off of that. This was my week. And the movie that I watched was the newest Final Destination, the title, Final Destination, colon, Bloodlines.
Bloodlines.
Crazy.
So,
Lines of Blood.
I mentioned this before, and I'll say it again. I'm not going to go too in-depth about the actual plot, because the plot gets kind of convoluted in this movie a little bit.
Who would have thought?
Believe it or not. Essentially, you know, the way that Final Destination movies work, I'll talk about that. Somebody sees a tragedy, and, you know, and the camera does... But they experience, they, you know, some previous tragedies have included a roller coaster that malfunctions, a race car track, a bridge that falls, you know. So it's like all different types of tragedies. In this one, it's like, you know, it's the swinging 60s, baby. Everyone's dancing and swinging. They're up in a very tall glass building and the floor breaks and everyone falls and fucking dies and eats shit. And the camera does this zoom eye thing and the lady's like, no, we got to stop it.
Uh-huh.
And so flash forward, like, I don't know, like 40 years or something, many years, and we follow her granddaughter, hence the name Bloodlines.
Bloodlines, oh.
And essentially, because the whole bit in this movie is that when people see this, they have this premonition, they save people, death still comes for them all. There's this
death
one
ain't
guy,
happy.
Yeah, death ain't happy. There's this one guy who shows up in almost every movie, and he's like, death. Death doesn't like to be messed with.
Nice.
And every time you see him, you're like, yeah!
It's that's Tony, the death guy. It's death guy.
Yeah, it's Tony Todd, R.I.P. He died.
R.I.P. He dies in
real
life.
In
real
life, unfortunately.
He died in the movie and died in real life.
Yes. It was very sad because, you know, he had cancer and you could tell he did not look well in this movie. But it was cool. He got, like, one last final, like... Death doesn't like to
had a nice send off.
He did.
Where that's he right. wasn't it wasn't like gory or anything. He just like looked at the camera and was just like, do live your life to the fullest or whatever.
And you're like, yay, you know, like good
thank
for
you, Tony Todd.
Essentially though, what ends up getting revealed through this movie, and you know, everyone all her grandkids die, essentially.
Damn.
There's this one guy who almost dies, and you're like, oh, is he going to die? And it turns out he's not a grandkid. And then he ends up dying anyway. But
because he's fucking with death anyway, because he's like, trying to help his adopted family.
Literally, the parents look at him, and they're like, well, we didn't know when to tell you this, but like, you're adopted. And he's like, what? And he has a really funny line about that. And he's like, so that's why the neighbor always wanted to play catch with me? And you're like, oh, that's funny.
They adopted
him. Like, he was the best character in the movie.
He was by far the best character. And it also gets revealed that every character in every other Final Destination movie before this is somehow related to somebody on the tower. So essentially what Death is doing is that it's going for that person and then their grandkids and that person and their – so it's like going down the lines. So
And I didn't catch that part.
Oh,
probably,
yeah.
Because I haven't – this is the only Final Destination movie I've seen.
Oh, yeah. So that's why I said it gets a little convoluted, because it's like, oh, wait. So every person is somehow related to – and there's some wacky rules, like if you can get out of it. If you kill someone, you take their time. And it's like, what? And
yeah, that was weird.
I don't know. It you know, for such an interesting concept, it really – I don't know. It was a very funny movie, I will say. I was kind of surprised at how
funny
it was.
There's some cartoony deaths. Oh. I was like, and I'm not huge on horror, but this one was like a good level of like, because it was just silly. Like,
yeah.
there wasn't really many jump scares, I don't think. So that was a good level for me.
Mm. Yeah. It was mostly gory.
Yeah.
And, you know. Well, I said I wasn't going to reveal the whole movie, but here we are.
But here we are, revealing the movie, talking
to
the microphone.
I love it. I love it. Well, so every Final Destination movie ends the same way, which is the main characters, they got out of it. They're free. They broke the cycle. And then they fucking die anyway in a horrible, terrible way. And so in this one, they got fucking logs through their faces. And it's like...
Oh, and from the other movie?
Like, it's like logs and also a train coming for them.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
It's just like so much shit. And then the movie ends and you're like, oh, so everyone died. like,
yeah,
great.
You're like oh, damn.
Do you have any questions, Jesse, as someone who's never seen a Final Destination
movie? Well, so
movie?
Like, I know the premise of it.
Yeah.
My question is, like, is this the last one? Are they going to do more? Are they going to, like, saw it?
I
bet you, know, you, because this one did really well, I bet you this one was kind of like a soft reboot of the franchise.
Oh, yeah?
And now it's probably going to be brand, like, they're going to bring it back.
Nice.
I would hope so. That's what we thought about Saw, and, you know, look at that, so.
Well, also, this one was, like, the first one in, like, 13 years or something, so they're like, all right, let's see if it does well, and then it did pretty well, so.
Yeah. So.
Nice. Do the characters learn a lesson besides when they die? I mean,
the lesson is that death can't be cheated. There's this crazy bit at the beginning where it's like her grandmother, you know, the
old lady who saw grandmother, the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The old lady who saw the thing. She's like, the only reason why I'm still alive is because I'm in this
shack.
I'm in this shack. And she, like, steps out. She's like, I'm ready to die. And she fucking, she dies immediately.
Yeah, it was like a fire extinguisher, like, went through her face or something.
Jesus.
Nuts.
The one thing about the deaths in these movies is that it's not like, you know, they fall off a bridge. It's like, it's always chain reaction things. It's like,
yeah.
The screw gets
It's a Rube Goldberg ass. Like, death loves a Rube Goldberg machine.
True that, Mamacita. Yeah, they really.
He like saw Tom and Jerry when he was younger, and he's just like, "That's my shit right there."
Well,
I respect it.
All Rube Goldberg machines, and then somebody dying eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So, like all the ones you see on TikTok and stuff, those kill people. No one's talking about this.
Wow,
you guys,
wake up. Wake up.
Hashtag cancel Rube Goldberg.
Hashtag cancel Rube Goldberg. Hashtag Jake Week.
What is a Rube Goldberg?
That's the guy who came up with it.
It's one of those, like, you know, like imagine Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
You know how he gets out,
like,
of bed and where
bunch
all the things run into each other?
Yeah.
That is a Rube Goldberg machine.
Oh, that's sick.
Where all it does is, like, it...
Right,
like,
it's chain reactions
toast
to do one thing,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And that's the final... You know, after when I was a kid and I learned what Final Destination was, I went on an airplane and they say, we are now going to your final destination. And I got so scared. You know, it's very scary.
I'm the drive back from that movie is always scary because you're, like, you're in a car and you're just like, all right... Everybody better calm the fuck down on this on the road, because this is not how I'm gonna fucking die, is after Final Destination.
True.
But it would be funny.
It would be fine. Pretty hilarious. Just like where there was that, there was a theater cave-in whilst people were watching the new Final Destination movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, wait a second.
Nobody got hurt. Nobody got killed from that cave-in.
Not yet.
It did happen. Yeah. Right.
Get Jeff's coming for the Goldberg.
People escaped.
It fucking, it shined a light in their eyes, and they had cataracts, and they went to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor stabbed them in the eye, and then they fell down the stairs, and then.
And then the thing that was in their eye went through into their brain because they fell on it.
Yeah.
See?
So.
What's one of the fun deaths in the movie? And then I think we can start.
I know.
Besides
my
the old lady. Okay.
There's this one guy who has our favorite guy, the one who dies, mm-hmm. the one who's adopted. What the fuck is it called? It's like the machine in hospitals.
It's like an X-ray machine, like what the fuck is it? Like C scan.
It's like a cat.
No,
like
scan.
It's a cat scan machine. It's a CT.
Yeah.
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 So apparently one of the
because it's really magnetic, right?
Like, oh, that's an MRI.
Yeah,
MRI machine.
There you go. So he's covered in piercings. And so, like, somehow, Rube Goldberg's one thing falls on another thing, which falls on another thing, which turns up the crank all the way up on the machine. And his piercings start fucking flying out of his nose.
Oh, my God.
His nipples. And he has, like a dick piercing, too. So he gets dragged to the... to the machine.
Towards the MRI machine, like the opening of it.
Yeah, and there's a wheelchair behind him, and the wheelchair like goes behind him and like pierces through the inside of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I think the last bit is the dick piercing like flies out, and you're like, nice.
No, it's like him like just imagine like this whole Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like this, and he just like has he like his body is like.
Yeah,
like, uh-huh, trying to get it. he just accordions.
Ew,
in. It's crazy.
I like
it's pretty cool. You watch that, everyone was like, "Oh," but they were like, "Yeah, like, this is cool."
Damn, that was a good one.
It's almost like a Mortal Kombat fatality, where it's like, and you know, it's yeah, like you just want to watch it. You know, it's the gore, like it adds.
Yeah,
so, yeah. So that's the Final Destination: colon Bloodline movie. You know, so.
All right.
All right. We need our catchphrase.
I feel ready. Yeah. Alec, hit us with the catchphrase.
I will never forget.
Of course. Oingo da doingo. Let's get good going.
Exterior. Office building. Night. It's storming outside. The camera, it does this crazy thing where it goes through a window and the glass, like, shatters, almost like the camera's alive. The camera flies around, and then it ends. It goes into an elevator where there's three people in the elevator, all business people coming home after a long day's hard at work.
If this storm doesn't let up, you guys, whew, it's going to be a hard drive home.
I know. I've got to get home, too. I got to see the missus. And, you know, the newborn. I got to help.
Your family, man. Yeah, my daughter is babysitting my other son, and she's much too young to be doing that. And I'm very worried.
You're a good dad.
Yeah, you're a good dad.
I am a good dad.
My mother is staying with us for an extended period of time. And yeah, if she doesn't get her medicine.
Well, we all have very important reasons to be going back home.
Yes, we do.
We do.
As he says that, lightning flashes and the lights go out in the elevator.
And the elevator stops.
What the devil? What is this?
What is this? I have to get home to my daughter.
This is preposterous. My character, he starts hitting all of the buttons on all
the
things.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll help.
Definitely help. Thank you.
Oh, I should probably hit this one, the call for help button.
Yeah.
That was flashing red.
He presses that actually will help.
He presses it. nothing happens.
Oh, no.
We're, damn it.
We're what? Screwed.
What the deuce?
What the deuce?
All of a sudden, you start to hear a beep. My character, whose name is Benson, he pulls out his glucose monitor.
Oh, fuck. I gotta get my diabetes shot soon. Otherwise, I'll have more diabetes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Benson, hold on.
Yeah.
Just.
My character continues to
relax.
Continues to press the call for help button. Hello? Hello? Can anybody hear us? I'm calling for help.
Keep trying, Mickey. Keep trying.
I will, Benson. I will.
Yes.
All of a sudden, some over the little speaker that's next to the button, there is a voice. Hello, this is the fire department. What seems to be the problem?
We're trapped in this elevator. We all have very different reasons why we must return back home.
There's people who rely on us here, fire department. So, come get us.
Okay, we have your coordinates of the elevator because that's the way the system works. We are on our way.
Yeah, we know this is a holiday weekend. So hurry up.
Yeah, yes. Please. And it's
many
and it's
people
storming
have been blowing their hands off during 4th of July right now, so we're sending our best of the best that is left.
It's hard to tell what's a firework and what's thunder from the sky.
The elevator starts swaying a little bit.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. This is not good.
This doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. You guys,
well,
does anybody have any cell phone service? Anybody?
Benson pulls out his flip phone.
Damn it! No service! Ugh.
Dang. Flips back. We could do this the old-fashioned way. I could lift one of you guys up into the little cubby hole up there, and then we could try prying the door open. Wait, why don't we just pry this door open right now?
Okay.
Okay. They all pry the door open, and it finally comes loose, and it's just brick wall on the other side. They're stuck. They're stuck between floors.
Damn!
Damn it!
God,
damn.
We're fools.
We are fools.
We're fools
stuck between the 12th and 11th floor. God damn it!
God damn it, Perry! What do you think we should do?
Oh shoot,
Should we try the whole thing? Management. You're supposed to solve things.
No, I solve business related problems.
This is a business-related problem. We're in the business building.
This is a problem in the business.
Okay. We wait for the fire department.
Ugh. My glucose is going off, and my daughter needs me. There's, like, the service hatch in the elevator.
Yeah, yes, I was talking about that earlier. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you did?
That's what he said.
No, I was referring to that, but then we just opened the door of the elevator. Oh, we haven't tried the service hatch yet.
Well,
yeah, okay, let's try it.
All right, Mickey, we'll lift you up.
Okay.
All right.
They hoist him.
Gets his feet on both of Benson and Perry's hands, and they lift him up, and he unlatches the service hatch and is able to get up top. You can see, like, the elevator shaft, there are, like, emergency lights illuminating, so it's just all red all around.
Oh, my word, you guys.
But do you see?
What do you see up there?
I mean, I see an elevator shaft. It's all red up here because the lights are off.
Spooky.
That is spooky.
That's crazy. Spooky. All right, so,
there's a door right here to the 12th floor.
Okay.
All right, just open it.
Okay, I'll try. Okay. He gets up on top of the elevator, and he starts prying it open.
Ugh. Ugh. How's it going?
Did you open it?
Has it opened yet?
Give me a moment. He opens it a little bit, and he starts to stick. He's like, oh, guys, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. And then all of a sudden, his grip slips, and the elevator doors smash his head in. And
fuck yeah.
His severed head falls on the floor of the 12th floor, and his headless body slumps down on top of the elevator.
Are you good?
Mickey, you good?
You good, Mickey?
Nick? Buddy?
Mickey? Buddy?
Hey, M?
Mickey?
All of a sudden, a little bit of blood starts pooling into the, in through the service hatch and starts dripping down on top of them.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Someone's dripping on me. That looks like blood.
Blood?
Yeah.
You don't think it's... You don't think it's,
Hey, Mickey, blood. Buddy?
Mickey? Mickey? Mickey, are you good?
If you're alive, say something.
All of a sudden, the elevator sways again, and Mickey's body
falls into the hatch.
Falls into the... through the hatch into the thing. There's a moment of silence.
Oh my god,
he's dead.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Mickey's dead. Mickey's... Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Shut up.
He slaps him.
Oh. Yeah.
Other way around.
My character slaps Jesse's character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop yelling at me.
Okay, relax. I'm senior management. Executive order, we're not going to go on top of the elevator anymore.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Mickey.
I know.
Oh my god.
I liked that guy.
He's always talking about the Cubs, the Chicago
he
Cubs.
He loves the Chicago Cubs. He's a season ticket holder.
Oh my god, his seeds.
Oh my god. You don't think.
You don't think he has his tickets in his pocket?
I don't know. Probably no, not. That'd be crazy. they pat him down.
Grave robbers.
Sure enough, there's a stub that says season ticket pass holder. Oh my god, we're going to the Cubs.
Okay, we're definitely going to the Cubs.
But we gotta get out of here.
We gotta get out of this elevator. Also,
what
he
was
said,
Mickey's sob story?
I was gonna say, yeah. What was his sob story? What was his thing?
I had a newborn at home.
He has a newborn at home.
Oh, man. Poor baby.
That poor baby. Oh, but the Cubs. But the Cubs.
On one hand, I feel bad because he died right in front of us.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, like his wife and that baby, they're not gonna go see the Cubs.
No, they'd be too heartbroken.
They'd be way too heartbroken.
How could we?
Every time they
how
see the Cubs,
see the Cubs?
How could we? My dad who died loved them.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Mickey would want us to have these.
Mickey would want us to have them. And his watch. I took his watch also.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice. I'm wearing his glasses. Oh. And they are very high prescription. I cannot see out of them.
I guess we wait for the fire department.
I guess.
All of a sudden, they're over the little intercom. Hello, is anybody still in the elevator? The fire department has arrived.
Yes, one less person is here with us.
He got decapitated.
What?
We're in shock right now just as much as you are.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. So he's dead.
Slap yourself
right now.
I slapped myself. Okay. Thanks for that.
All right.
Okay.
Come rescue us. We're on our way up.
After a few minutes we the fire department helping them out on the 11th floor,
right.
They get Benson and Perry out.
Oh, thank God for you guys.
Thank you, Mr. Fireman.
Oh my God, look at that body. It's decapitated. That's crazy.
I feel like you guys are supposed to be more...
You're supposed to have like a stronger resolve.
I know. I'm just... All the other like hardened firefighters are like... out already on the job. I was like the last guy they had at with the last like rinky dink fire truck. Like, they don't send me out on many field assignments. Oh my god.
You're good. What's your name?
My name's Mason.
Mason. It's gonna be okay, Mason.
Mason, you're gonna be fine, Mason.
As they say that, thunder strikes the thunder and lightning, pow, pow, and fireworks possibly, pow, pow, pow. They like all fall into each other. Benson, my character, accidentally knocks into Mason, causing him to fall into the elevator shaft.
what did you just do?
What did you just do?
Oh my god, I think I just killed that man.
I think you just killed that guy.
Oh my god.
It was one firefighter.
I know. Do you think he had tickets to anything?
I don't. You're going to go to the bottom of the elevator shaft and check?
No, no. Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I have to turn you in.
No, you can't do that.
I watched you kill a guy.
You can't fucking do that, man.
What are you going to do to me? You're going to kill me?
Shakily, Benson reaches into his pocket and pulls out a tiny little handgun.
Why do you have that? Why do you have that at work?
I never knew when I might need this, you know?
All of a sudden, like a secretary comes running into the hallway. Is everything okay? Is everybody all right?
Everything's fine. Go. Don't be here.
Go away.
Executive order. Go away.
Go away, Irene. Go away. Go home.
Okay.
Go to your family.
Go away.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's got a gun. Oh, my God. Benson's got a gun again.
As Benson turns to, like, make eye contact with the secretary, Perry kind of, like, reaches for his wrist to stop him and grab the gun, but he bumps him instead, and the gun fires up in the air. It bounces off of a fluorescent light. It bounces off of a coffee pot. It bounces off of a lamp. It bounces off of the wall, the elevator door, and then right into the secretary's face.
Oh my god! I just killed another person!
You have to stop killing people!
Oh my god, my sensei told me no killing!
Your sensei?
Yeah, I'm a green belt.
Benson, why did you bring a gun to work?
Sensei told me always be protected. You never know when opportunity might strike.
Oh, now my hands are bloody also.
Yeah, they are.
God,
you're going down with me.
We have to go on the run.
Oh my god.
Just a different city every night.
Oh my god, I can't. I have a daughter.
Motels?
At home.
I know.
You have
my elderly mother is living with us.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
All of a sudden, from the outside, the camera, it jumps through the window, and it follows a rocket as it goes in the air. And you see it doing a slow arch. But lightning strikes the rocket, which causes the rocket to go off course and into the building.
Oh, my God. As is this like a rocket with people in it, or like a just like a?
It's like a firework rocket.
Like a firework rocket.
Yeah,
I was
imagining it
like NASA.
like NASA's going. Yeah,
it's the fucking challenge. No,
it's the fucking challenge.
Juicy, cut that.
The Challenger was a part of a Final Destination movie.
Cut that.
That's either gonna be the cold open, or I'm gonna cut it out of the episode.
But yeah, as they're talking, a stray rocket flies through the window, and it explodes.
I don't know. I don't think you did that one.
I did it! Ah! I'm burning! Ah! Ah!
They both fall through.
They both fall over and die, yeah.
As they're flying down, the camera, it zooms in on both of their eyes.
Oh.
And it goes out. And now that all three of them are back in the elevator.
Oh my god, did you see that?
Oh my god, holy I
fuck.
Saw that.
Holy fuck, holy
did
fuck,
you
holy
see
fuck.
That
I saw, of course I saw it, saw the whole thing.
Perry, were you there? Did you see that? No, wait, you're Perry.
I'm Perry.
The other one.
Mickey.
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 What?
That was crazy.
Mickey, did
what
you
happened?
See that?
No, I didn't see anything. I was just thinking about my wife and my newborn.
Mickey, no, you're going to die in moments.
We got to get out of this elevator.
We have to stop the elevator. Stop the elevator right now.
We hits the stop
hits button everybody.
On the 13th floor. And they get out. And then all of a sudden
there's
a thunder. Just...
We gotta get out of this building. It's gonna explode.
We have to get out.
It's knocked off by the lightning.
Oh god! Take out your gun and start shooting. Take out your gun and start shooting. It'll scare people out into the rain.
Oh my god! Yes, my secret.
You have a gun?
Okay, I
was surprised. So he brought it to work. It's not cool.
Sensei told me always have the gun. So if Sensei says, I gotta do it. Okay.
Oh my god!
He starts shooting in the air.
People start screaming and they run
out of the building.
Oh my God, that man is a god!
We cut to outside the building as everyone files out. And in that moment, the lightning strikes the firework, and the firework goes into the building, and the building lights on fire. Oh, God.
Oh my God. You guys were telling the truth.
Yeah.
You saved your life, Mickey. If only there was a way you could compensate.
If there was only a way, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Do you guys like baseball?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I got season 100%. Tickets to see the Cubs. I'd love to take you guys.
We'd love to go.
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
There's a game going on tomorrow. We could go then together.
Oh my God, that would be great. That would be great.
I'd go to the one right now, but my I gotta get home to my wife.
You gotta get home to your newborn.
To your newborn. Wow, we saved your life today, Mickey.
I can't thank you guys enough. That's crazy that you knew it down to the T. What was going
to happen? We saved many lives today.
We saved everyone's life today.
And everyone else who was in the building. Oh my gosh.
You're like heroes. Hero.
We're heroes.
We are heroes.
We're heroes.
As people are running and pointing and saying, that man shot a gun! He shot a gun in there! He has a gun!
Okay.
Trust me. I did this for a reason.
He saved everybody. Don't you see the fire? He was just doing it to alert you to get out of the building.
Oh, I guess it is on fire.
Yeah, I saved you.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Wow. This was a crazy day.
This was a crazy day.
Here at our office firm.
Yeah. Are we out of jobs now?
I don't know. We should ask senior management.
Executive decision, we're all working from home until the building gets repaired.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Just then the fire truck pulls up to start putting out the fire, and it's that kid, Mace.
Oh my God, it's that guy.
It's that guy. We should tell him we saved his life.
Hey, Mason.
Hey, Mason.
Hello?
Mason, we saved your life.
Mason, we saved your ass.
Thanks.
Don't forget it.
I'm working right now.
Yeah,
good boy.
So were we.
We got to
the building fucking exploded.
We got to Benson arrives at his home. He opens the door and he tosses his keys onto the key tree, and he sets down his briefcase.
Girls, I'm home.
Papa.
Papa. Papa.
Papa, you're home.
I am home. I assume everybody was taken care of?
We were.
We were.
Good.
We were good little children.
We were good little girls.
You made sure to give Sheila her medications?
Sheila got her meds.
For her epilepsy?
Yes.
Yes, the
good.
Dad.
Good.
All of a sudden you hear a beeping. It's his glucose monitor.
Oh.
Oh, I got to fucking do my diabetes. Don't tell your mom I swore again.
We won't, Papa. We like it when you cuss.
All right. Yeah, okay,
say fuck
right.
Again. Say fuck again. Say fuck again.
No. It is.
This is bull.
It is the 4th of July weekend.
This is bullshit.
Yeah. It is bullshit. We should not be celebrating America right now. This is not a time. This is not the place.
Mm-mm. Papa, what happened today at work?
Oh, my God. You would never believe it. Sheila, Rhonda, take a seat.
They both sit down.
I have
on the sofa together. They hold hands.
As they hold hands. In the back, you can see all of Samson's
Benson
karate trophies. Benson.
Yeah,
it's decorated.
It's medals and photos, and there's a poster of Jackie Chan.
Of him shaking his hand with an old man who must be his sensei.
Who must be his sensei,
Girls, we learned a lot today. We learned a lot about life. Learned a lot about death. The building exploded. I pulled out a gun. I shot in the air three times.
You pulled out a gun again at work, Dad.
Mom said you weren't supposed to take the gun out of the safe again.
I said, we're talking too much about your goddamn mother right now tonight.
Sorry.
I miss mom. I miss her too.
Yes. I get 4th of July. She gets Christmas. So, right. It's a fair trade-off, I guess. It's, I don't know. I was like, the 4th of July isn't even like a real holiday that you spend time with your family.
It's equivalent to a summer Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, I just wanted to say, like, if I were to cut through the meat and potatoes, I love you girls. I really do.
We love you too, babe. You're my Papa.
You're my pride and joy. I really should not have a 6-year-old watch a 4-year-old. It's bad. It's bad. But no. You did good. The house didn't burn down.
Rhonda's a good babysitter.
Thanks.
Rhonda is a good.
I do my best. And I'm making food.
Oh, you're making food?
We cut to the kitchen. All of a sudden there's a little wind that comes in through the curtain into the kitchen, and the toaster is toasting some bread. Goes up, and the toast is like the toast is brought away by the wind onto the burners that are burning, that are like toasting a pan. You know, they're toasting a quesadilla or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the bread catches on fire, and it is like an inferno because. The gas
catches the
was
curtain
on,
also, yeah. Uh-huh.
Catches the curtain on fire, catches the cupboards on fire, and for some reason, Benson, he had a big old thing of gasoline on the top cabinet, and the fire is getting dangerously close to that gas canister.
Is Rhonda burning?
Rhonda, something's burning in the kitchen. I think it's the food you're making for us.
I'll just go check. Don't worry.
She briskly walks into the kitchen where she sees the inferno, and she starts to, like, she grabs, like, a broom, and she starts to, like, try to pat it.
Oh, no, it's not working. Dad know, because the broom also get mad at me.
The broom catches on fire. It starts creeping its way down the handle. And Rhonda... She's banging on it, and she knocks down the shelf that has the gasoline on it. The gasoline falls to the floor, and it just goes everywhere. Now, it's not on fire yet, because the fire is at, like, countertop level.
Uh-huh.
So Rhonda, in her haste, steps on some of the gasoline and slips and falls into the gasoline.
And the broom comes down.
The broom comes down with her, and it catches fire. We cut back to the living room.
And so that's why I'm saying, Sensei says that the biggest obstacle in life is yourself.
Sensei's wise, Dad.
Sensei's wise.
Really
wise.
That's
why I pay him so much money.
I know.
Yeah.
I think he's financially taking advantage of you.
No way. Sensei told me he would never do that.
Where's Rhonda?
All of a sudden, Rhonda bursts into the living room, fully on fire.
Oh my god!
She starts catching things on fire, the
furniture's
house plant,
on fire.
Furniture.
Stop touching things! Stop touching things!
I can't stop!
Go to the pool!
She like starts to run towards the back sliding door, but it's locked and she can't, and then she falls over and the fire has taken her.
Oh god.
Oh my god. We gotta get out of here.
I have to save her.
Run so fast towards her sister, trips on her body, and goes through the glass door and falls into the pool.
All of a sudden, you see winds continuing to blow. Sheila, she breaches the water. She's like, I'm okay. And then all of a sudden, one of those electrical towers starts to sway back.
Struck by lightning from the storm.
Struck by light. It sways over and it hits a firework, and the firework comes down and
yes.
explodes.
Yes.
Pool.
And it fucking gets exploded, electrocuted.
We zoom into Benson's eye.
We're back in the elevator. Or no.
And he's back in the elevator.
God, guys.
What? What?
Hello?
I had oh, my God, oh, my second... God. Did you see that? Did you see that?
I had a second vision.
You what?
I had a second motherfucking vision.
What's happening?
What's
it was terrible.
On? I had a vision that we were all going to blow up in the building. And he's saying he had a second vision.
I had a continuous vision.
You did what?
You didn't share this with me?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was a chain of reaction. Both of my kids died.
What? We got to get out of here. Stop the elevator, Mickey.
Mickey stops the elevator on the 13th floor. They get out. Benson starts shooting his gun without even starting, without even right. anybody saying anything.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like out. Running
we,
out yeah. of the building.
We cut to outside the building. Firework explodes.
Everyone, fire. Mason, the fireman comes.
Right. Season yeah, tickets.
Same bits.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
Yep. And then this time we follow Perry. Uh-huh. He hops in his car.
So Perry's in his car. He drives up to his nice, you know, beautiful house that's kind of on the outskirts of the city, a little more suburban. He walks in, puts his key on the key tree. He tells the maid that she can go home. And in the living room is his elderly mother and his wife, and they're having a drink. It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh my God. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, honey. Welcome back home.
It's good to see you guys. God, huh. I had the weirdest day at work today.
Oh my God, us too.
You did?
You'll never believe what happened. Yeah, on The Bachelorette.
That motherfucker Carrie took that bitch Lawson instead of Johnny.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
And
it's,
Lawson's the
gay.
One who's talking mad smack about all the other boys.
Yeah, and honestly, just because he's a basketball player doesn't mean that he's better than everyone else, you know? But, yeah. And then, and that was our day.
I saw my own death today.
What?
Get
I saw
in
my
line.
Own death today.
I see my own death every day.
Mom,
the
no,
moment
was...
I wake
Mom.
Up, I'm like, oh, death, I thwarted you again.
Such a bummer.
Yeah. It wasn't like that, though. It was like a vision of something that came true.
Oh.
Or it would have had we not avoided it.
No.
You...
So beat that, Mom.
Avoided death.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. Wait. That's crazy. That's just crazy.
I don't even believe it myself. I think, I don't know, it was some kind of shared dream. Because that guy from work, Benson, you remember him.
Benson, your subordinate?
Yeah. The guy who got weird at the Christmas party.
Yeah, he got. I told him. I said, "I'm married. I'm married to your boss. Stop talking to me." And then he got a little weird. And then I think he's married too. I don't know.
Not anymore.
But
not since the Christmas Ooh. Party.
Oh my God. Oh
no, he's really turned his life around. He met this sensei.
Oh,
it's cool. I guess that's not the point. He also saw the vision that I saw.
Whoa.
So that's why I think I'm not crazy. I think this is real.
You two keep talking. I need to use the latrine. The grandma starts walking towards the little chair lift that's on the stairs.
So... Anyways, honey, that sounds very traumatic.
It was. I know. Is Mom giving you grief today?
Ugh, she has not gotten off of my ass. When are you having a baby? And I'm like, I'm too old to have a baby.
You're too old.
That time has passed.
You're post-monarchical.
That's, you could say that again.
I can, and I will. Post-monarchical.
You mean you can say that a third time?
No, I'm having a crisis of confidence that that's not the correct term anymore.
I'm going to say it. Post-monarchical.
Okay,
wow,
great.
That does feel nice. Yeah.
So I'm,
I don't know.
I know.
She's a lot to deal with. She's not
gonna,
a lot to deal with.
She's not going
to
be here forever. So.
As they continue to talk shit about the mother, the camera slowly backs up and starts walking up the steps towards the bathroom upstairs. And we see the mom. She turns on the light and she starts to shuffle her way towards the toilet when suddenly a gust of wind comes in through the bedroom into the bathroom, and the water droplets of the shower head are forming drip, 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 and there's a small little puddle at the bottom of the bathtub. Oh, I need, you know, I haven't taken a bath in a while. They always say they'll give me a sponge bath, and they never do. I'll show them I'm better than everyone, and I can live on my own if I wanted to. She starts to get into the bath, and turns the faucet on. Oh, the puddle was a red herring. It's fine.
The movies love to do that shit. Yeah.
And she starts to bubbles start to form. She's having a big old bubble bath, and she gets into the bath. Another breeze comes through the bathroom window this time, and then the shower rod.
The curtain rod?
Curtain rod, you know. Mm-hmm. It comes undone and swings into the sink.
Okay.
Okay, I'm listening.
Just follow me.
He's cooking.
He's cooking.
Let him cook.
We're letting you cook.
It hits a pill bottle, and it goes... And the one singular pill that was in there goes down into the drain. Oh, what was that? She gets up and fully nude.
Ma, you need any help up there? Ma, you need any help up there?
I don't need your help. Okay. I can do it myself.
Okay, you don't have to be
shower.
Mean about it.
Let her shower.
Okay, I'm letting her shower. God. She's fully nude.
She's fully nude. She looks into
the camera stays on her. Fully nude. For like a good 30 seconds.
As she, like, shuffles towards the sink. She's
like basking it. Basking it.
She sees the one pill. It's, like, dangling precariously over the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes for it. She's trying to get it out because she's like, oh, that's my heart pill. If I don't have that, then I will have a heart attack. And it's, like, she keeps fighting with the pill. It keeps getting out of her soapy, wet mm-hmm. hands, and it mm-hmm. keeps mm-hmm. going all around the sink and almost getting into the drain. And finally, she's able to grab it. Ah, got it! And she, like, is so happy. She launches herself back and jumps and then falls down and head goes through the shower curtain that was still on the ground.
Oh,
brutal.
Ma, what was that?
But real quick, it just went through like the top of her head, and as she like fell back, the pill like goes up into the air and then goes to her mouth.
Ironic.
She still takes her pill.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's cute.
Honey, go check on Mom.
Ugh. It's your mother.
I know, but
she always basks.
It's your day. Fourth of July is your day to take care of my mom.
I don't understand how it turned into me caretaking for your mother all the
time.
I have parents too, you know.
I bring home the big bucks and they're independent.
As they continue to bicker, the water starts to overflow from the bath and starts pooling out into the hallway.
See, what you don't understand is that I fill a role that I can't fill if I'm taking care of my mother. Now, you and I, we signed a contract in a way, and this is part of it.
We did.
We did.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. I don't want to argue with you.
And I don't want to put the burden on you. I don't want to argue with you either.
I
love you.
I love you too.
I just don't. I don't like putting. What?
I was going to say, I'm wearing that perfume that you like.
No, I can tell. I always notice.
It's Chanel.
Sometimes I don't say that, but I do. I like it.
She starts to, you know, get all.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you want to smell it closer?
Yeah, I do. He leans in and he smells her, and he likes it.
They start making out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do that for a second. That's like 45 seconds of them.
Yeah.
And they break away and he goes.
We cut in between them making out and the water getting more, like starting to go more and more down the hallway.
He breaks away for a moment and he just, I'll be right back. And as he takes two steps towards the stairs, the bathtub falls to the floor and crushes his wife. And then a firework hits the house.
And that goes into his eye.
Yeah. And then we're back in the elevator. Oh my god! Yeah. Oh
it's
my
like
god!
I was saying, I had a second vision.
No, I had a second vision also.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, no way.
It was at your house, right?
Why am I not having visions?
Yeah, I was.
No, because you died in the first one.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
Whoa. That was crazy.
I think
we should switch and stop each other's vision.
We're going to Perfect Strangers this.
That is the second screenplay is Perfect Strangers. And I still have not seen that movie.
Okay, deal. Okay, I'll go to your house. You go to mine.
Okay.
And we'll stop everybody from dying.
What am I going to do?
We saved...
I don't know. You tag along with me. Come with
okay,
me.
Okay. I want to be helpful.
Yeah, I want you to be helpful, too.
Okay, I'll have to stop the elevator,
right?
Because
promise us some tickets.
Cause, yeah, because you have season tickets you're going to
I do have season tickets. I stopped the elevator on the 13th floor. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, we're saving lives.
Yeah, we are. We're heroes. All right, okay. Let's trade keys. They trade keys.
Trade keys.
Firework hits the building. Right. They're outside. They walk past
my
Mason.
My girls are going to be very scared that you are a stranger.
Yeah, my wife is also going to be scared, and probably my mother. All you have to do is get him out of the house.
Yeah. I taught my girls some karate, though, so just be careful.
Okay.
I learned the best from Sensei, and I have passed some on to them.
Okay.
The equivalent of a green belt.
Okay, excellent. I think I can handle two little girls.
Oh. Good luck.
Now watch out for my mom. Make sure she gets her heart medicine, too. It's important she gets her heart medicine.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm bringing Mickey with me.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah.
I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
You are a big guy. All right.
All right, break.
One, two, three break.
Break. We cut to Benson's apartment. The little girls are, they've started to prepare a meal. You know, they're gathering the ingredients, which is step one.
I'm making a quesadilla.
Perry knocks on the door. Knock, knock, knock.
That must be Dad. Who is it?
It's I'm a friend of your father's. My name's Perry.
Now, remember what Dad taught us. If there's ever a stranger, bust out the moves. Attack! Attack!
Come in.
Yeah, you can come in.
Shannon does the latch and flips all the locks.
Right.
And then the door opens and the girls are gone.
Girls, my name is Perry Baxter. I'm your father's boss. I'm here to get you out of this house. It's not safe.
All the lights are off. He hears scurrying.
Girls, this isn't funny. I'm a friend of your father's.
As Perry keeps walking, he notices the shrine to the sensei.
Uh-huh.
But What seems to be missing is a judo sword at the very base of it.
Girls, this isn't funny. Seriously, an adult is asking you to do something. You should definitely do it.
All
girls.
Of a sudden, Rhonda jumps from the stairway banister onto the chandelier that's in the living room and air kicks, jump kicks into Perry's head.
Ow, ow, son of a... Girls!
And then...
She rolls away.
Stop kicking me!
What the fuck? The other one, I don't... What's the other one's name?
Sheila.
Sheila. Sheila runs at him with the sword, does a slide on the ground, and slices at his leg.
Oh, God, he falls over. Holy shit, holy shit. You guys, seriously, I'm a friend. I'm a friend of your father's.
Likely
please.
Story.
Likely story.
No, it's not safe to be here.
Sheila runs at him again, slices the other leg. Ooh, now he's on his both of his knees.
You guys, we have to get out of here.
What?
The two girls start to walk towards him. Now they're completely in view. It's a scary sight. They're illuminated by the soft glow of the pool in the back.
Girls, please. We have to get out of here. It's not safe. Put the sword down.
What's going to happen?
They break his neck.
Yeah. So is he dead or does he just have a neck, broken neck?
He dies. Okay. He dies. We cut to Perry's house. Benson, he just goes up and he rings the doorbell.
I'll get it.
The wife goes up to the door.
Oh my God, Benson!
Hey, I know we had a really weird moment at the Christmas party.
Who is
it?
To listen to me. I'm not happy to see you. Hi, Mickey.
Hi.
Who is it?
Oh, yeah, Mickey's here with me.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
Benson and Mickey from Perry's Work.
Listen, ladies, we have to get you out of here. You're both going to die.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere. I like it here. My son and his wife take good care of me. I'm not going anywhere.
All right, well...
Ma, apparently we gotta leave.
Yeah, you just leave these two men? You're gonna go everywhere with men? You just men run your life? Is that it? Men run your life? Well, back in my day, I wouldn't let a man run my life, and that's why his father wasn't around. So, you know, you could lay down and show your belly like a submissive little brat, or you could stand up for women's rights everywhere.
I'm sorry.
Love women.
She's from another
time. Love women's rights.
Of course you do, pervert.
Okay, all right, lady.
I heard about
we're
the Christmas
party.
We're
trying to save your life.
I don't need anybody to save me. A man doesn't need to save me. I'm going upstairs and I'm taking a bath.
No. Don't do it. I was told that's how you die.
What? You die? You think,
that's how you die.
You think a bath is going to kill me?
There's this whole Rube Goldberg situation where... A breeze gets the shower curtain, and then your last pill falls into the sink.
And then it falls into your mouth. It's ironic.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
And then the bathtub falls on you, miss. Oh, my God.
Damn. Listen, Luis, she seems to want to come with me. So we should let her.
She can do whatever the hell she wants. I'm staying.
I'm
I ain't afraid
about
of death,
her, guys. I'm just gonna help her upstairs, okay? And maybe put her to bed. She'll be fine.
You're gonna just let these perverts hang out in our house? House that my son pays for, by the way. These two guys, they're perverts, you can tell.
Okay, Mom, let's get your heart medication and put you to bed.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Picky. We're trying to save you.
Sit down over there. If you're gonna stay, I guess I'll go get my heart medication because I'm an independent old lady. I'm a dependent woman.
I'm trying. He pulls out his gun. I'm trying to save your fucking life here.
She pulls out her gun. I don't need anybody to save me.
Oh my God! I thought we. T- took that away from her. Oh, my God. No.
I guess the combination to the safe.
Oh,
it's your wedding anniversary. That is unsafe.
Oh, that's very cute.
I know. Oh, my God. It's
now, you put that. Are we going to have a dick measuring contest? Or are you going to shoot me? Because if not, I'm having a bath.
Damn it. Damn it.
Don't curse in my house. Hey,
do something, Mickey.
He tackles the old woman.
He gets shot.
Oh, my God, Mickey. Oh, my God.
Mickey's dead, but the woman is on the floor with two broken hips.
You bastards. You bastards. I'll shoot you, too.
No,
I'll shoot you, too. Come
I'll
here.
Shoot you, lady.
I'll shoot you.
I'll shoot you.
I'll shoot you.
The wife, all of a sudden, is like, no, don't. Don't do it, Mom. And then she
they're both startled. The two in the standoff are so startled, they both shoot the wife instantly.
Both bullets are, like, opposite sides of her head.
Yeah.
And they meet in the middle, and they...
Yeah. And they cause a spark, and the spark makes the floor catch on fire a little bit.
Oh, God. You gotta get out of here, lady.
I'd rather kill myself than get out of here.
All of a sudden, a rocket flies. They both explode. We go back into Benson's eye. We're in the elevator again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I had a third vision.
I saw that one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mickey, you saw it?
I saw that one, you guys. Holy shit.
Fuck yeah, Mickey.
Okay.
That was crazy. I'm so glad you guys included me this time.
Wait, Mickey, were you there when you promised us the tickets and stuff?
Yeah, do you remember you promising us the season tickets?
Damn. Gotta get those tickets.
We gotta get those tickets.
Did you guys just include me this time because you wanted my tickets?
Yes. No.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're telling the truth.
I can't believe you guys.
Well, you didn't
sense. You know what? I'm going to stay in the elevator now. I'm not going to push the button.
You tackled his mom.
What about
it? You tackled my mom. You tackled
her. She had a gun, dude. She had a gun.
Who the hell are your daughters? Who the hell are your daughters?
What is that supposed to mean?
They killed me with a sword.
Fuck yeah, they did. They learned right. They're not supposed to tell their mom, but I've been training them.
I can't save them if they're going to attack me.
We can't perfect strangers this.
Okay, it's not working. Do we all go together? Yes.
Well, I don't want you.
Yeah,
I don't want
to all go together.
I'm not stopping the elevator because you guys are only using me to get the tickets.
You're just going to loop it. Anyway. You might as well come. We need like a second pair of hands.
Oh, fine. He hits
great. We hard cut to the elevator again, and they're all like, I had a vision.
I had another vision.
Go, no, they killed the shit out of us.
Oh, damn it.
I can't believe your daughters betrayed you like that. What? We need another plan.
Who betrayed who?
Your daughters betrayed you in that last one.
I know. One of the lessons I taught them is never listen to your father if he talks about seeing his own death. It was a very specific lesson, but Sensei drilled that into my head.
Okay, so if we can't perfect strangers this and we can't teamwork this, what do we do?
Should we see ideas? The Sensei?
We
Will
need
Sensei.
Will Sensei
know?
He does know.
Maybe he'll know how to get us out of this situation. We have to find Sensei.
We have to go to Sensei. He lives at the top of a very tall mountain.
Okay, let's do that.
We have to climb.
Anything to not die.
Okay, so sure enough, they end up going on a road trip together to the base of a mountain. It's called Sensei's Mountain. It's the name of the mountain. He owns the mountain, for he's a very wealthy man.
From exploiting a bunch of people.
They hike. They make their way out. I think about it. It's like that SpongeBob episode where SpongeBob sees the sensei.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Good. Deep cut. But he goes all the way up, and they finally meet. They see three golden doors.
Oh, my gosh.
I always forget which door. One door is death. One door is taxes. One door is sensei.
What? Is there, like, a riddle?
I don't know.
It's the three inevitable things. Okay, there's got to be a way to solve, though.
Left, middle, right.
Left, middle, right.
Death is at the end. Well, Taxes is in the middle. Sensei's there at the beginning. He's there to guide you.
Okay, but is the beginning the left or the right?
The left, I would think if you... Well, maybe it's like manga rules if it's like you read from right to left.
Oh, yeah, that's such like a Eurocentric... It's such a Eurocentric take to have.
Oh, God, it is. Okay, I'm going to open the middle door.
Okay.
He opens the middle door. Three bullets shoot them. They die. It goes into there.
We're back in the elevator. Damn!
Fuck!
All right, try to get
it. Right. Okay, we cut back to the golden doors.
All right. Which door? I did the middle door. Okay, so do any other door.
Okay, let's do left then. They open the left door, and it's a bunch of paper. Money.
Damn it!
Damn it!
You can only open one door per lifetime.
All right, so okay.
We have to open the middle door and start over again. They open the middle door. They go all the way back. They open the
right door.
Okay.
And there's Sensei in a little teeny room sitting on a wooden stool. Hello, boys.
Sensei.
I've been waiting.
Did you not hear us the past couple times, or...
Sensei cannot reveal where he is. He would not be secret, Sensei, then.
Damn. This is why I pay him so much money. So much money.
I'm full of wisdom for you, young Benson.
That's right, Sensei. I love you, Sensei.
I love you too, Benson. I love you too. I equally love all my students.
Okay, Sensei. Hi, my name is Mickey. I'm one of Benson's...
You know who
I'm
you
Benson's...
are, Mickey?
You do?
He knows everything.
I know
Sensei.
Everything. Also,
so you know why
Benson
we're here.
Has talked about you. Not. Yes, I do.
Sensei, we have to break this loop.
We do.
You have to what?
We have to break this loop. Sensei.
Okay, Sensei was lying. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Oh my god. Okay, so
what? What do you mean you don't know what you're talking
we keep,
about?
Like, dying, but then it brings us back to this moment in an elevator back in our office building.
A terminal loop.
The terminal loop.
A terminal loop. That's when you
what
die.
What does that mean?
It's when fate is shown you your death. You get to relive that over and over again. But if you die, you have to live it over and over again. It's kind of a way for fate to torture you for doing bad things.
What? We have to break this, though.
Is there a way to break
how?
It?
It's almost impossible to be done. It's a hard ask. Sensei knows not one person who's broken a terminal loop.
Damn.
Ugh. Except for that one guy.
What? Wait, which guy?
Which guy?
There's a guy
Which
who's
guy,
broken
Sensei?
A terminal loop.
Which guy, Sensei?
He lives
Which
at
guy?
The... He's... Hold on.
He lives I can at... kiss you again.
No, it's okay. He lives at the bottom of this mountain.
Damn it! Who?
He's traumatized from what he's done. His name is Earl.
Earl. Oh my gosh.
Perhaps you know. You do not. You do not know.
We don't.
He sheltered himself away. He was a former student of mine. Terminal loop. If you hike back down to the hill, I'm sure he'll talk to you if you explain your situation.
Okay. I have 6 kiss dollars, and I would like to give them to you.
Okay, thank you. I'll take them.
Okay. He hands them. They kiss 6 times.
Thank you. Your next lesson is coming up soon, Benson.
What's going on?
Now go
Benson,
speak to
come
Earl.
On. Mickey drags him away, kicking and screaming away from Sensei's lips.
I need more knowledge.
We cut to the bottom of the mountain where there's like a little shack that's kind of nestled away in some trees.
I don't know how we missed this.
Mickey's like sweating.
You boys, I think we found the solution.
Okay.
So let's go talk to Earl. He'll tell us how he broke it.
They knock at the door.
The door opens, and it's a man who's dressed in kind of plain clothes, and it looks just like the sensei.
I fucking knew it.
Are you Are you Earl?
I am Earl. Why do you seek Earl here?
Mickey like looks in between Earl and Benson, and he's like,
there's no recollection in Benson's face.
Benson does not recognize him at all.
Benson, that's Sensei.
What do you
what?
Mean? Sensei's up there.
Sensei's up there. I'm Earl's down here. Earl's
he's
here.
He's talking exactly he's, like him, Benson.
What? No. Who is your friend, this Benson? Benson, who is this friend of yours?
Oh, wait, you know my name?
Now he just said it like four times, okay? Keep up.
This is my friend Mickey.
Mm.
And Perry is here, too.
Yes. Yes, hello. Hello, Perry and Mickey.
I'll just listen, okay? I'll hang back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, through the window, you could see that there's, like, a ski lift kind of thing that leads yeah. from the base of his house up to the,
Stay in my fucking
to the
head.
We have to break this loop.
Yes, you do.
I don't know how to explain what's going on. There's no way that you could possibly understand.
No, you're seeing your death. Loop. Yeah, it's a terminal loop. You're seeing your loop, yeah. And every time you die, you relive it over and over again. How far have you gotten? How many times?
At least a couple, like a dozen at this point.
Like four yeah. or five, plus the times that we went up to Sensei's place and we picked the wrong door.
Oh, yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. they say. You can only do one door
you can only
per
do
life.
One door per life.
Yeah.
And I'm the like, only one who's...
What was that?
I was asking you what you were going to say.
I was just going to say, it's weird that he knew that people would be able to open the doors multiple times, even though it was only once per life. That's crazy.
One door per life.
Like he knew rule, about the man. Terminal loop. That's crazy. Anyway.
Earl is the only one who's broken a terminal loop.
You're Earl.
I'm Earl.
Are you speaking of the third person?
Maybe.
Okay, Earl.
What's it to you?
Explain. Help us, Earl.
What did you have to
help
do
us.
To break
you've
the
incurred,
terminal loop?
You've incurred a debt.
What kind of debt, Earl?
A debt to the cosmos. Oh you see, there's balance in all living things. It breathes. You can feel it. All living things create a balance. And you somehow have upset the tragic, tragic balance. Now, here's what I did.
Okay.
I brewed an elixir with many, many herbs and spices. And I drank it on the day of a full moon. And I can sell it to you for $200,000.
Oh, man. I don't know. I spent a lot of money on Sensei's kiss dollars, and I'm really running low on funds.
I can't just give away herbs and spices that I've brewed in a cauldron. Earl needs to make money, too.
I don't know, guys. What do you think?
I mean,
but
this
for
seems
a,
like a lot.
What about for Perry? Less of a fee, I can send you to a witch who knows who will teach you to brew it.
Is this...
Yes, send us to the witch.
Yeah, that's a good man, Benson. But, I mean, you have to pay the small fee, the finder's fee, for the witch.
Yes.
How much? Great. It's $800.
That's fine. He writes a check for $800 to Earl.
Can you make this... Never mind.
What?
All right, the witch lives... You see the street right out there? The camera pans yeah. and it's just like a regular street. And on the other side of the street is just a bunch of woods. It's like, she lives over there. But what you have to do is you can't enter the woods from this side. You have to go around the woods like 2 miles and come in from the back.
Okay.
Okay.
I trust you. I trust you, Earl.
I trust you too, Benson. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you break the loop.
We cut to...
As they walk away, yeah. you see Earl run. Like, Earl! All ass.
Into the woods. And they get in a car.
Yeah.
Again, the
we cut to. They're in the woods, and they're following a little trail, and it's like a clearing, and there's like a log. There's like a imagine where the Baba Yaga lives. That's
yep.
That's it.
And there's so like guys, there's like signs saying, that like point like, this way right. to witch house.
Witch house right to 10 feet this way.
Sensei up, Earl this way.
All right, boys, it's me, Perry, again.
Yeah.
I think we found the witch. She's going to tell us how to brew the potion and set our lives into balance, and then shit, we won't be reliving our deaths so much.
Guys, the sensei's my hero. He really is. And I put a lot of faith and stock into what he thinks about me.
You put a lot of faith and money.
He keeps requesting more and more kiss dollars. And I keep telling him, I can't afford it. I have two daughters. And he said, teach your daughters how to kill. And I said, okay. So I did.
What a man.
It's hard.
That sensei.
I admire you, Benson.
I miss my ex-wife.
They knock on the door of the witch's house.
The door opens, and it's a witch that clearly looks like Earl.
And the sensei.
He's got like a fake plastic nose on.
And like a couple warts.
And he's wearing a witch hat. Yeah, and he's got a witch hat. But it's clearly oh him.
It's a real witch.
Oh my God. Hello, it's me, a witch. What can I do witch. For you boys?
Ugh, you'll never guess what's going on with us. It'll take a lot of time to explain.
There's a terminal loop going on. We're all part of it.
You're doing a terminal loop? Only one person ever broke the terminal loop, and that's Earl.
Yeah, we already talked to Earl.
Oh, you talked to Earl already? Okay, cool, yeah. cool.
We just
came
We walked 2 miles around the woods to fucking get to you.
And Earl sent us to you, so now we're here. And we want to learn about the herbs and the spices that made the elixir that made him break the terminal loop.
Great.
Please. Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Oh, here's the list. Saffron, ginger, milkweed.
Write this down.
I'm writing it.
Okay.
Any sort of pond water will do. Any sort of
do we have to
BPA plastic? A touch of motor oil and shiitake mushrooms. Now, if you brew them all, you boil them on a slow boil for a long time, and then you drink it on the full moon.
Gotcha.
At like 9 p.m. is fine. As long as the sun is down and the moon is up, great. And then that breaks it. That sets it all in motion. And now there's a bunch of metaphysics along with it. But like, you don't really care. You're just going to do what I say. So.
I wrote that all down. Don't worry.
Well, according to my lunar calendar, which I keep on my watch at all times, tonight is a full moon.
Oh, my God.
So it great. Is. So we should do this ASAP. Which, I would love to borrow some of your saffron and some of your other ingredients.
Sure. No problem. As the witch turns, the hem of her robe gets like caught on like a loose nail, and she trips and knocks down all these shelves on the wall. Glass flies in the air and breaks against the ceiling and falls like icicles into her back.
Oh, my. Oh, my God.
And then a firework hits the hut, and they all explode. We cut back to the elevator.
Oh, what?
Fuck you guys.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Fuck.
Fuck. Shit. Yeah, we did.
Does she still get the $800? Even though we're in the past now?
Yeah, that's true. Do you want to go back and give him that $800?
Give who? Earl or the sensei? Those are two different people.
Oh, I don't know if they're two different people, I'll be honest.
Yes. All right, Mickey, relax. You're about to be head cut off, so.
Oh, right. Sorry. He stops the elevator on the 13th floor.
All right. They get out. We got two shooting in the thing, walking past the firework.
Mason with the
fire.
They're
just kind of on the street now while the firemen put out the fire in the background. Does anybody remember the list of potions?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
I wrote it down in the past.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
In the past.
I got some of the things.
It was like milk.
We need all of them.
Saffron.
Shiitake mushrooms. Yeah, saffron.
Pond water. I remember
oil.
That because I was grossed out by pond water.
pond water.
Motor oil for some fucking reason. Yep. What was the second thing? Oh, what was the second thing? It was ginger.
I can't remember.
Ginger. It was ginger root.
Oh, shit.
I think we should double check to be sure. We cut to top of Sensei's Mountain, Earl House, Witch House. Yeah, it's ginger.
I told you guys. I fucking told
you. They explode. I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
And then there was an explosion.
There was an explosion. The rocket fell through.
We're back in the elevator.
Now they're back in the elevator again.
Back in the elevator. Cut back to outside the building.
Ugh.
All right. Okay. Let's get brewing, and then we have to stop. We have to save all of our loved ones.
Yes.
Okay. We do montage
Nikki,
of them.
I sure hope your family's okay.
Yeah, I hope so too.
We haven't even checked with you.
We haven't even looked at all.
Me, I don't know. I'm worried about you guys.
Okay. Perfect.
We cut to montage of them cooking in a cauldron. The sun is going down, the moon is coming up, it's done.
It's that one song that was in Zoolander where they all blow up, like the sunshine on my eyes.
All right, Jesse, play that song.
No.
We're going to get copyrighted.
No. We already do for the fucking theme song, so.
Do we? Yes.
It's worth
it.
Yeah,
it is.
It's worth it.
Where the...
All right, then I'm going to add it.
No.
We cut to the three men take their vials, and they cheers them.
Yep.
And then they throw it back. And they, do you feel it? Do you feel safe? You feel good?
I feel good.
I don't know, man. I think so.
I think we're good.
Okay, great. Let's go save my family. We cut to Perry's house. They come in. The three of them just barge in. Honey, we got to get out of here.
What? What do you mean?
We got to get out of here. Grab Mom. Mom, get out of here.
Okay, let's go.
Mickey, like lifts the grandma. And
he lifts grandma, yeah. He takes the gun out of her pocket and puts it back on the ground.
My God,
we gotta
no!
go to my...
Right?
We got to go to my house.
Yeah. We cut to Benson's house. They enter the door. The three girls are cooking quesadillas.
It's me. It's Father. With strangers, but Father.
Father, you brought strangers.
We are
Sheila, get the katana. Sheila?
No. Don't get the katana.
Oh.
We must leave. Now.
Oh, yes, Father.
Yes.
Mickey Good carries girls. One of the girls in the lab of the grandma.
God, Mickey's so strong. They all run, and the whole gaggle, it cuts to them in the park, and the whole group is there in the park for the first time together.
Wow. Well, you're probably wondering why we brought you all here.
Yes, you're wondering, of course.
I am!
Yeah. We're wondering. It's me, the wife. I'm also wondering. And is that I think that's the weird guy from the Christmas party.
Hi. I'm not weird. I figured out a lot of things, so we're good.
Well, we did it. I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Does anybody
and then
feel unlucky?
We saved your guys' lives.
And then all of a
we
sudden, from
lives.
The shadows comes Sensei.
Oh my God! It's Sensei.
Sensei believes
Hello.
You did it. Go ahead, Jesse.
No, you can play Sensei.
Sensei believes you did it.
Okay.
Sensei, we did it.
The three of you drink the elixir. And from my knowledge, you are welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Sensei.
Thank you.
You are all now a part of a very classified group.
What is it?
Just like Earl.
No, tell me. I'm just...
The people that have stopped the terminal.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, for sure.
I'm proud of you three. And so is Earl.
Wow.
And from the shadows walks Earl, who actually was a different person.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Earl's proud of you, boys.
Oh, my God. He was different. That's crazy.
And the witch, she's proud of you, too.
Out walks the witch.
Hello. I am proud of you.
We're all proud of you.
We're all proud of you.
Well, I knew they were three different people. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
I should have known. That's crazy. I give my life to Sensei now. I will give my entire life savings to Sensei.
I will give my entire life savings.
You already have.
I'm not going to do that, gentlemen. But if we're giving things away, how about those season tickets?
How about those season tickets? You guys, let's go to the Cubs game.
Cut to the Cubs game. They're in the stands. Everyone is there. Uh-huh. Sensei, old lady, everyone, their friends, their family, the ex-wife is there. They're all having fun.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the bottom of the ninth. It's a very hot day. Everyone is sweating. All of a sudden, a wind blows. If anyone wants to...
The player hits it. Yep. And it's going. The announcer, oh, it's going. Far right, deep right, all the way towards the stands in the back. The ball is coming towards our main characters. And they, you know, they don't think anything of it. They put up their hands to try and catch it, that kind of thing. The peanut vendor, he's walking down the stairs. Peanuts, peanuts.
Peanuts.
And someone goes, hey, over here. And he throws the peanuts. And then we go to slow motion as the peanuts are in the air. And the ball is coming towards them. And they meet each other in the air, the ball and the peanut packet. And the peanuts explode and go everywhere. And then the guy selling beer, who's a couple rows down, he trips on the peanuts and he falls down, and all the beer comes from like the cooler that he's got, and it just kind of like bounces, goes all over him, and that's everywhere, and people are tripping left and right.
And then one of the like the spotlight people,
yeah,
someone bumps into him, and the spotlight goes up in the sky, and the blimp that was going across the stadium gets a light shining. And so and now the blimp's coming down.
And it comes down on the thing. And there's a big fiery explosion, and we go into one of the people's eyes, and it cuts to it's that firefighter Mason at a job interview. And so why would you like to be a firefighter?
You know, my dad was one, and I think I could really do. I could really make a difference. And
lot of crazy shit on this job.
Yeah, I just want to stop the inevitable. You know, I want to be the one that stops it. The fire, it could take people, but I want to be the one to stop it.
Great. Well, I think you have the job, but first things first, you have to go see this sensei up in the mountains.
Okay.
Credits.
Oh.
Amazing.
That was silly and fun.
And that's just like Final Destination, I'm sure.
It's exactly like Final Destination.
I like there was a part of me at the very end when you were saying that the peanuts were going everywhere. I thought it was going to be revealed that every one of the characters had a peanut allergy or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because there was
like
something in the movie where the kid had a peanut allergy, and that was the whole thing. I have a deadly peanut allergy, and then like he doesn't die from peanuts.
Oh
yeah, it's a big
it's
fake.
It's a red herring. Chekhov's gun.
Yeah.
Chekhov's peanut allergy.
Peanut allergy.
He does eat peanuts, but the peanuts aren't the thing that do him in.
Right.
He's like,
okay.
Oh my God, I
guess I grew out of my peanut allergy.
That happens. To
and then he starts
sometimes.
Having an allergic reaction.
Yeah,
though.
He does. Like gets delayed.
Yeah, he does.
He's like, oh.
Dang. Well, that was a fun one.
At first, I also thought it was just going the movie at the very beginning. I thought it was just going to be you two. I didn't think we'd be doing Final Destinationing and whatnot.
like, repeat groundhogging. I thought it was just going to be like, I was going to have to come up with new characters, and every single time you guys were going to kill me.
Well, I was like, I noticed that that was a game at first, but then I was like, all right, it's not fun if we just keep making you do
that. Yeah, so I'm glad.
It's more fun if you get to run around with us, you know?
So. Yeah, I'm glad it got changed, but in the moment I was like, this would be a fun bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like I stay around for like 10 minutes and then
yeah, we got our three. Yeah.
We got our three.
And then we were yeah.
That was a better time loop movie than the first one that we did.
Yeah.
On loop. Episode 3, check it out. It still holds up.
Episode 13.
Except for a couple jokes.
It is not episode 3.
Is it 13? Yeah, oh, episode 3 is a hell one.
Episode 3 is the hell one.
Yes. Is a hell one.
Yeah.
Or no. I think that's episode 2, actually. Yeah,
no, there's several hell episodes.
Three?
Episode three is the prison one.
Yeah, the prison one.
Oh.
That was the first
Zoom one.
That was the first Zoom one.
Now they're all Zoom.
And the first video one was...
Episode 5.
The clown one. Yep.
I remember, even though it's been 5 years.
I remember it. I study the lore.
Well, we've been talking a lot about screen play, but like, how do you, now that this episode's over, how do you stay in contact with us?
All right, in order to stay in contact with us, you can find us all over the social media. If you want to send us an email, give us suggestions on movies to watch, TV shows to watch, to prompt us in future episodes, you can send them to screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Send any compliments you have. If you have complaints, address them to me, Alec,
please.
In the Screenplay Podcast.
Please.
I would cry if I got
Yeah,
them.
Don't let Jake and Jesse cry. You can find us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram. We are at Screenplay PCast. I think
that's the letter P.
The letter P, and then TikTok is at Screenplay Podcast. If you want to watch the video podcast, you can check us out on YouTube, Screenplay Podcast, and whatnot. You can catch clips from various episodes on YouTube and TikTok from various episodes.
All right, that's how you can follow us together, but you can follow us individually. I'm at Jesse Sarowitz on Twitter and Instagram.
I am at Alec Combs, AlecComes, on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Blue Sky. And check out my YouTube videos if you aren't already. By the time this episode is out, I would assume that the video that I'm working on right now is done. So check out my latest video. It's a huge kind of like deep dive into the winners of the Radio Disney's Next Big Thing contest that happened from the late 2000s to early 2010s. So fun stuff. A lot. It's a good one.
It's very good, I bet. Mm-hmm. If you want to follow me, it's at JakeRubin27 on Instagram and Twitter. And that's a Screenplay Podcast.
We'll see you next time, screenwriters.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Tell your neighbors.
Tell
everyone you're in a terminal loop with.
Yeah, tell your coworkers.
Tell your sensei.
Mm-hmm. Tell your sensei. Yeah. Especially.
Tell your sensei. He would want you to. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll catch you next time.
All right.
Light speed.
A Studio Ghibli film.